Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects, and Nick, Barry, and myself are in the studio for one final day before we close out the week, and for us, the holiday season, with the big Christmas party on Friday morning with Klein's Fine Jewelers, afternoon at Nick's Place. All kinds of debauchery and fun to be had. All the suspects planning to attend, you should be there too. Fellas, what is going on?
I am looking forward to tomorrow.
What up? What's going on?
I am excited about tomorrow.
It's always fun because of the fact that we don't have to prep and do as much as we normally do, because there's always just so much right in front of you with contests and listeners. And
it's just a bunch of BSing and having fun all day. That's it. If you tune in tomorrow and you want serious sports talk, sorry. That's probably not going to be the case, because it's wild, it's loud, it's crazy, it's fun. Yeah, we do a little bit of sports talk, but not going to be breaking it down like the huge.
No, that's why we're doing what we're going to do today. So we're going to try and consolidate everything into today's show that we might roll over into tomorrow's show, meaning Sarah Barshop's going to join us today at 3:30 instead of tomorrow to talk Texans and Buccaneers, which is a Saturday game, as they get ready to hopefully head to the playoffs. So we'll get that in. We'll do our regular Thursday segment with Sigmund Bloom, because I know, unlike me, you guys have fantasy football championships to get ready for.
Man.
So that's a big deal. So we'll get your questions for those of you that are lucky enough to be in the final game and have it mean something.
Now it's got to be lucky. Not good enough, lucky enough, because you're not in it. You know, we're just lucky.
I didn't mean it that way, but now that you've pointed out that I said it that way, I do plan on saying it like that the rest of the show. So then it's a completely accurate statement on my part, and good luck to both of you.
I mean, don't let him speak for me. Don't be mad at me.
Oh, well, don't try to be the nice guy now, Barry.
Don't.
Yeah, just. Yeah.
I hate when my parents fight.
This is part of the daily tension that we talk about, that it is self-inflicted, and that's what we do to each other.
When you guys don't get along, it makes me sad. I don't know what to do about this sickness.
You're
sick, yeah, man. I'm still sick and coughing, and I got in trouble the other day on air, excuse me, because I have to like, if I I'm going to cough and you're going to bitch at me for coughing. Or I brought cough drops 2 days ago, and someone texted the show. Was like, somebody's eating a lifesaver on air, and we can hear it.
Really? Someone texted that?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? I can either cough in your ear, or you can hear me eat a cough drop. These are the choices.
Or you could just not show up.
You shut your damn mouth. I'll be here.
I think it was Craig.
I think when I used to see when you pry it from my cold dead butt. Wait a minute, that didn't sound good. Being
nice. I think Craig used to do where right up until he went on the air, he would do the cough drop and then put it on top of his drink cup, and then during breaks he would put it back
in
his mouth.
Put it on the bill of your hat.
That's not going to go.
No,
no, and it won't stay there. Basically, let's start there.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know what to do, though. It's
one
can't
thing if you want to criticize Billy Joel. It's another thing if you want to try and put a cough drop that's been used on my hat.
Let me tell you, that lasted all night.
For me, too. I was being roped back in. Like, do you know that Barry was serious? I go, come on, man. Seriously, just take it down a notch. No, that's some BS. And then, like I told
people are upset.
Randomly,
those people are idiots.
And randomly, it wasn't the same artist.
Who was it? Please
tell
me.
Some people took exception with the Doors. Some people took exception with Billy Joel.
Please tell me who got mad. Because I want to make fun of their stupid ass.
It's just like, well, and then I saw, you didn't even say anything about Bon Jovi. And then Pink Valkyrie was in on that.
I was like, what? And then somebody was like, two words for you. Piano Man by Billy Joel. Well, bleep Billy Joel and bleep his piano. I'm not changing my mind. I'm sorry if that made you mad. I don't care. I honestly don't. And then you know what the worst thing is? Driving to work today? Guess who comes on the radio?
Billy Joel. Oh, no. Bruce Springsteen.
Not today, Satan. Not happening. It's like you know how you talk about something and then it pops up on your like Instagram feed or something? You're like, oh, my phone was listening?
Yeah.
I think my radio was listening to us yesterday. Well,
you do need to put some respect on both Springsteen and Joel, though. Let's be honest.
No.
Put some respect
on. Let's be clear.
And if it made you mad, please understand from the bottom of my heart, I don't care. I don't care if that made you mad yesterday. I really don't care.
Well, then they wanted
care.
The Blitz involved. Did you see that?
No.
So then I think Josh Rapp and somebody else was like, Fred Fowler better get involved on this because he's going to have a real problem with you criticizing bands like that.
Again, don't care.
It's all right. We'll play Springsteen and Billy Joel all day today.
It's my opinion. Fine. Then
in and out. Nothing but Springsteen and Billy Joel.
Yeah, Nick's going to play segment, the Piano Man.
First and last minute, I'm out. I'm just going to turn off my headphones and I'm out. I'm not doing it.
The Piano Man. It's the way the song opens up because you don't know.
Yeah. I couldn't tell.
I'm not going to lie. That John Mellencamp song, Hurt So Good, I thought that was Bruce Springsteen for about 12 years.
Now, there's someone I don't like.
John Mellencamp?
Can't stand
National treasure.
Cannot stand
How he's still alive, I have no idea.
He is like the chainiest of chain smoker.
That dude smokes so many cigarettes.
And he just broke up with someone that was hot.
Really?
Yeah. Whether it be back in the day or maybe a cougar type.
Yeah.
But he was, I'll have to Google that.
Interesting.
But yeah, he had his share. And his daughter's like an actress.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I guess she's pretty. I think Lisa said on one of her Real Housewives shows, she was on that show too.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of John Cougar. I'll take heat for that. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I like John. I like the melon. He's pretty good dude.
You know him?
No, just musically he's good.
Meg Ryan. John Cougar Mellencamp was dating Meg Ryan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I would have never guessed that.
Me either. Weird, right?
Yeah, that dude is, that's the only thing I really know about him besides some of his music, but yeah, heavy smoker. I'm surprised he's alive. Yesterday I got the, experience of going to Lake Charles to do comedy at a place called the Social Club, which is a little bar in Lake Charles, and I'm not going to say it went bad, but when I left, the bomb squad was outside. What? I bombed so hard last night.
Really?
It was one of the worst sets I've had in a year, easily. And I was just like, wow, sometimes it's just not your night, and things go bad, and it was awful. But I at the end of the set, I was like, how old is everybody here? Literally, average age was 20. I was like, oh, I'm 45 years old. No wonder. They're not relating to all these stupid Mary jokes and my D jokes and all that. Like, they're just like, what? Can you? This guy that a Houston comic from, I think he lives in Baytown or whatever, but his name is Drew. He goes, well, next time that happens, it's going to be up there like Fortnite. That used to be 2 weeks when I was a kid. I was like, that's what it felt like, though. That's literally what it felt like. I was just like, and it's funny because I was thinking comedy, just like radio and stuff that we do, it has a way of humbling you once you think you've got it going on well, right? Like once we think we got this all figured out, a book comes out and we're like, how did that happen? Or something happens, right? Same thing in comedy, man. Here I am rolling, and then, ooh, that was awful. Like, it just driving home by myself.
Should have talked about a little baby, duh baby.
Yeah, I probably could have done that. A little
Windex.
Well, that's
got to be rough, though. To, like, how do you deal with that?
30 minutes. And I know, right, and Drew even said, he goes, bro, I watch you do that set so many times and just kill. He was like, I was like, what is going on right now? Because even the guys, they had an open mic before I went on, and they weren't doing great, but it is brutal, and you know right away. You know, like, I knew within 2 minutes that this the next 28 was going to be awful.
Like you got a joke early on where you can like a like barometer.
I open up with this. The joke that I've been opening up with now for maybe 2 months has just been absolutely killing. Like no matter where I did it, it just killed. Crickets. I mean nothing. And I was like, whoa. In your mind, you're going, oh boy, that's like my second best joke. It's all downhill from here.
Ouch.
And it was 30 minutes of excruciating pain. I mean, they laughed a little bit here and there, but it was awful. And then, boy. So I had to drive home for two and a half hours.
Do something about your self-esteem today.
Yeah, my self-esteem's pretty bad right now. You know me. I'm sure
the suspects on text would help you with that.
I was going to say, suspects might want to take it down a notch today then. Yeah. Well, but you know what? That could be a bonus too, because then we get Angry Barry, and instead of just criticizing like Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel, I really enjoy when Barry rips into people that think that they can come at him.
That, last night, I made this stupid-ass joke last night driving home. I just thought of it in my head. I was like, well, I'm going to tweet it. It was so dumb. It's just over-the-top dumb dad joke about Trump. And let me tell you something. The worst thing about being a comic is when people feel like they need to one-up your joke or fix it on Twitter. Just either, if you don't like it, just keep scrolling or just hit the little heart button and that's it. But people always got to try to make it better or one-up it or fix it or tell you they don't like it. Oh, it's just, it's like, oh, that's the worst part about posting jokes on Twitter. And it happened again, and I was just like, oh, my God.
I saw it, and I'm like,
I can't tell you how many replies I deleted.
Well, I saw it and said, "Well, God, that would come out of my mouth."
Yeah,
it was pretty corny. It was a dad joke one, but I actually got what you were going with it. I chuckled a little bit, and then I was like, "Uh oh,
here they come." One dude named Gary was like, "You know what's funny is that they think he's actually going to be impeached." Oh my God, delete your account, idiot! Why are you look? No, it's a joke. It's a dad joke. Lighten up, Gary. Jeez, I had to mute that dude. Yeah, like, I can't do this anymore. I'm just muting people. That's the best part of Twitter is mute. Love it.
I don't really mute anybody.
Oh, it's the best.
I try to avoid muting and or blocking, but sometimes you just can't.
Now, I don't block, but I do mute. And you want to know why it's the best? Because, you know, we always talk about this, how we talk each other off the ledge.
Yes.
Where we're like, don't send that.
Right.
Don't respond. Best thing you can do is not respond. That hurts worse than them actually getting a response sometimes, right? It's just to ignore them. And that's the beauty of mute. If you never see the stuff that they post, they don't know. They just think you're ignoring them. It's amazing. I love it so much.
I think what's funny is there was a guy when we about a year and a half ago, there was a guy that decided to just come at me real hard. And he was like, he wanted to know all my Rockets business, and I owed it to everybody. I remember that. Well, I threatened to block him, but I never did. And instead, I blasted, and I did not hold back. And I kept going at him, and I kept calling things out that were on his page and all the things that he had pointed out. Well, then...
Did he block you? That would be great.
That's exactly what happened. So then, I was like, I didn't think anything of it. And I haven't heard from the guy in forever. And I was like, oh, I put him to bed. Okay, cool. Well, then...
You didn't mean it.
The Josh Innes tweet comes out about filling in for us next week. And that started a whole firestorm. Well, then someone tags me on it because they want me to see something about the dialogue going on about what could happen when we're out or something like that. And I look at it, I go, I don't see anything. And then finally, someone goes, you don't see from so-and-so-and-so-and-so? And I go... No, wait a minute. So I click on what they...
View tweet or whatever.
And they go, you can't see it because he blocked you. And I was like, so I got him so good, he blocked me. I didn't have to worry about anything
that's
else.
That's outstanding. Yeah.
So that's always the best feeling in the world.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I remember one guy when we first started named Steve.
He wouldn't let you go?
He was just...
He would not stop?
No. I even called him the C word.
Ooh.
I was like, you're a C word.
I've had it. Yeah, we've all had it.
I was like, all right, I don't even know if I blocked him or if I just muted him.
People like to make you mad, Barry.
You told him he couldn't understand normal thinking?
Huh?
You told him he couldn't understand normal thinking?
I'll see you next Tuesday. Yes.
Jeez.
That is correct.
That is nice pretty, to Barry, people.
That's strong. Seriously.
Please. Seriously. Hey, speaking of being nice, I know we're over, but we cannot get out of this first segment.
That's right.
I'm sorry, but we have got to send a huge shout out to Demetrius
Motta. Absolutely.
Yep.
I dare say Demetrius might be the prime suspect.
Okay. Take note, suspect.
I mean, thank you, Demetrius, for the gifts for Christmas to all of us. I got a bottle of Crown. I got the Godfather trilogy. And not just like the regular 1, 2, 3. Like these are, he said the first one was like 7 hours with deleted scenes.
You got 9.5 total hours of movie.
Yeah. I mean, just unbelievable. He's always been that kind to us, always been thoughtful. When we were talking about money, he got us those silver dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's been real kind. And honestly, he's always interacting. And that's one of the reasons why he's a prime suspect. Yep. He's all over Twitter interacting and participating. And that's the people we remember.
And look, so thoughtful. He got Taylor a gift. He got the baby a gift. He got me a diaper, a male camouflage diaper bag. He got... You know, and then the gifts that we all got individually. It's just like, it was so thought out and so caring. It's just very much appreciated.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not telling you that you have to get us gifts to be a prime suspect. But the fact of the matter is, Demetrius goes out of his way, and he always has. And it's thoughtful. It's not weird. It's not creepy. It's just thoughtful. And we all appreciate it, man. It's very kind.
Yeah, whoever sent Barry the tidy whiteys, that's not going to get you.
Yeah, that's not
going to get you. Or the G-string. No, you don't get a prime suspect for that.
None of that happened.
Today.
No.
Okay, if you want to reach the show without dropping off gifts, 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. You can call that number, text that number, and of course you can reach us on Twitter, at Barry is funny, except last night, at the producer Nick, at Pac Man Joel with a K. We're the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Son of a...
It's fantastic.
Accepting all Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen suggestions, songs, tracks, favorite records. While. At the producer, listen, Nick. Listen, be sure to copy at Barry is funny.
I'm not really sure how it goes. Not really sure
how it goes. Terrible.
It's sad and it's sweet. New and complete. When I wore a younger man's clothes.
Really? Mm-hmm. This is your
sing
king.
Sing along.
This is your king. This is your king.
Wait a minute. First of all, there's a difference between liking his music and calling him my king.
This is your king. This. He can't decide if he's rock and roll, if he's country, if he's classical.
I know he decided he's rich.
I know what I decided.
Unlike you, there's a lot of people that like him.
He's awful.
They're both loaded because people love
him. Don't care. John Mellencamp worth $25 million. That's good enough for me.
I said that in the
break. That's crazy.
I would have thought that he was worth so much more.
Way more.
John Cougar Mellencamp is worth $25 million. You would think with like Jacket residuals and all these different things. Then I showed Barry his daughter.
Oh, smoking.
Teddy Joe.
Speaking of smoking. What?
Teddy Joe's on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah, she's pretty. What's her name? Teddy Joe?
Teddy Joe. Teddy with an I.
Oh, read the kids' names again?
Yep, so here we go. So I was saying to Barry, you know that Mellencamp in his heyday really kind of wanted everybody that thought he was living in the little pink house that he could name his kids the same way.
That's good.
Teddy Joe and Michelle are the females, the girls, all right? But the boys, they didn't get so lucky. Speck and Hud. Are you kidding me? It sounds like letting the dogs back in the house. Hey, honey, you want to let Speck and Hud back in?
Do you think Hud is short for like Hudson? Yeah. I don't know.
Speck.
I don't know.
You know it's trouble when the first thing when you click on Speck on Wikipedia is his mugshot.
No, yeah. Speck, bro, what'd you do?
He'll do community service, and he was sentenced in Indianapolis for, let's see.
Oh, Speck, get your life together,
public
bro.
Public intoxication. It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Okay, yeah, that's
so that's
fine.
Speck. Now, wait, we still got to investigate Hud.
Hud Mellencamp.
Hud Mellencamp.
Would you rather be named Hud or North? Because Northwest is pretty dumb.
I would say Hud.
Is it Hud or Hud?
It sounded like you just said Hud.
No, Hud.
You know what? I vaguely remember this. I was going to say, I think he played football. He played at Duke in 2015.
And now, is it Hud or Hud? Because that's a good question. How do you pronounce it? Is it H-U-D?
H-U-D.
Oh, it is Hud.
But Hud Mellencamp was a member of the 2015 Duke University football team. He was a walk-on wide receiver. He made the transition from cornerback
to wide receiver.
I knew you'd get that. Yeah. And he was also sentenced to community service.
John just cranking out criminals, isn't he?
Because it looks as though Speck and Hud got into it together.
What?
Yes.
That's their arrest record, as they got into a fight with each other at a bar?
I'm just...
Wow.
I'm just trying to see where Hud was. Yeah, Spud. Spud.
Spud. Now you're combining them. Oh, that's terrible.
This is terrible, too, because it says, according to the Bloomington Police Report, Speck Mellencamp and his older brother, Hud, got into an altercation outside the Jimmy John's at Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington. So John Cougar Mellencamp's kids, it's not bad enough you got names like Speck and Hud.
They're fighting in front of a Jimmy
and
John's.
You're going to go duke it out in front of a Jimmy John's.
And that's when both of them got arrested.
Yep.
Wow. I wonder if they were fighting over dad's money.
I don't know if they wanted to find Jack or Diane.
I wonder if they were fighting over who had the dumbest name. Speck or Hud.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
But at least one of them played football.
Well, okay.
Well, let me tell you something. It was Duke. If you got a name like Hud, you better play football or do something, or you're going to take a beat.
You're pretty sure John wanted them to be musicians if you name somebody that. That's just like, I mean, Kanye's kid is named Northwest. You either want them to be an explorer or a musician.
Exactly. I was going to say.
That's the only two options, really.
Forget the moral compass. You just have a compass if you're named West.
Yeah. You're named North.
Northwest. Yeah.
That's just weird.
Yeah, that's very different. But.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to continue
to
roll on.
More
keep,
Billy
keep
Joel.
Keep it coming, Nick.
More Billy
keep
Joel.
Keep it coming.
You're on the naughty list, bro. You're definitely not getting
musical
any
genius
from Santa.
Billy Joel continues Awful. With the sultry sounds and his musical, lyrical genius that Barry loves.
I'm going to go vomit to break.
How can you crap on a man that was married to Christie Brinkley? He had to be doing something, right?
Well.
She's still got a fastball at, what, 60?
Listen to this. This is your king. This is your rock and roll
First
king.
First of all, you better stop with
this
the king
is your
stuff.
King. No, you were
not
the one.
My king.
Yes, it is. You got so upset that I hate Billy Joel, but this is your king. This. Cool. That's great. This was awesome in the 50s.
He wasn't a...
Yeah, exactly. This was the 80s, bro.
This was
the
50s.
This is a 50s song.
Right. You know why?
This is totally
because
like doo-wop and leather jacket.
He did one.
Hey, yo, Sandy, you going to the dance? Like, come on, man. This is awful.
Why do we got to bring Grease into it? I'm just telling you right now. Where's Olivia Newton-John? I'm just saying he made
garbage.
One song as a throwback.
Garbage music.
You're going to go there.
Go to
all
break.
Right,
I don't want to hear this
in,
no more.
Plenty more to get to. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Madison Square Garden, 8 straight nights.
New Jersey just wants to be New York. It's the same thing.
Billy Joel just sold out MSG, 8 straight nights.
Great. No one is, there's not been a consensus where everyone's like, oh no, don't you say that about the Doors? Because there are people like, yeah, the Doors suck. And there are people that are like, don't you say that about Springsteen? Because there are people that are like, yeah, Springsteen sucks. And the same thing with Billy Ass Joel.
I'm not going to sit here and tell me that people in their early 40s are not listening to Springsteen.
They do. If they do, they're stupid. They need to get out of my generation. We don't want them.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Under the category of Did You Know, Billy Joel's middle name is Ass.
Billy Ass Joel. Awful.
That should be a promo all by itself. I hear all these promos for all these other shows during the day. I'm like, where's ours? Well, you don't need to look any further because that's it.
By the way, I have a cough drop in, so I apologize to everybody listening. I'm going to do my best not to make it click, clack, and sound, but I do have a cough drop. So
well, you do what you do on a daily basis.
Okay.
Suck it. It's a cough drop.
Well done. That's, you are two for two.
I'm on fire today.
You are on a roll. I bombed last night, and look, you got all the. You're killing it. By the way,
changing places. And suddenly, yeah. I'm getting all the laughs. Yeah. What's going on here, Mortimer?
hammered him. No. Walt texted the show and said the best Bruce Springsteen song is the one sung by someone else. I could not agree more.
I'm with you on that. I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan. I've told you this. The only one I have issue with you on is Billy Joel.
Okay, so
and by the way, Nick, way to crap and pick the worst Billy
that?
Joel song
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, way to bump that. You, thank you for helping me further my case on how awful Billy Joel's music is. Because that... I was like, am I in a funeral right now? What happened?
Big Shot. There's, I mean, you could have picked so many more, and you went there.
I was.
What was that?
I was listening to Billy Joel Vienna in 1977 over and over and over again.
You were?
Yeah.
Vienna?
Yeah, and then I was born in 1980.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I wouldn't even that. I know. I have the. I go way back on the Billy Joel stuff, and I have all the like greatest hits albums, stuff like that, the CDs and the iTunes, but I've never heard that song.
My bad.
We
ran out of a commercial break. It was on rotation on YouTube. I saw Billy Joel. My bad. I'll pick another.
Bad pull.
What was the name of that song?
Vienna.
It was called Vienna?
Yes.
Wow. That was terrible.
It was.
I really appreciate you helping me on this.
Yeah, it didn't help me at all.
Yeah, I know it was meant to.
Look, every artist has a bad song. There's about 50 more good ones.
And he's got a million of them. Pretty much all of them. Man, what? Don't look at me like that. Somebody said Barry. Nick, remember Barry dislikes the Ramones too. No, I never said that.
You had them on your list
on the list yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, so I'm saying, why would I dislike the Ramones? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Nick, remember that.
I don't know if I want to read this.
Read it.
You already said it. Be careful what you ask for, Nick.
Ah, what the hell? My girlfriend cuts Jim Adler's hair, and she says he doesn't tip much.
Oh, wow. What?
I'm not shocked.
Really?
Rich people can be bad tippers.
You know what she should do?
I walked in and got a haircut. She wanted a tip and I hammered her for 43 cents. Walked out. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, my God. Bangs, bangs, bangs. Because it's a haircut.
Yeah. Bangs, bangs, bangs. Voila.
Oh, my God. This show, this is already my favorite show of the week. It's just off the rails, and we don't care.
I don't know who your daddy is, but Feliz Navidad, I'm out.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this is good times.
Shout outs to Fitz Roofing, our good
friend
here paying us a visit today. Love to see Corey and the family, and appreciate all the support that they give me and us throughout the year. So it was great to see them in the studio, and they're checking out everything. So
I need to get them out to the house, by the way. I think I have a roof leak that still occasionally leaks from Harvey. So I need to get them out to the house.
Yeah, and
for sure.
They'll take good care of you.
Yep.
So definitely good to see them. And they do not only the stuff that we
fantastic
do, but they
work.
Do the sports map stuff, too.
Fantastic people,
yep,
too.
Yep, yep, great people.
Highly recommended.
So always good to see them. And like I said, we've got things coming up for you. Sarah Barshop's going to join us 3:30. Sigmund Bloom Fantasy Football 2:30. Lots of big matchups this weekend. Two of us are in the championship. It is not me. Congrats to both Barry and Nick for getting there. So we'll see how they do, and they need Sigmund's help. So I'm going to ask as many questions as I can to try and block.
C-block us?
Yep, I'm going to C-block them from getting in the card that Nick so desperately thinks he deserves. But we'll see how that goes. And lots of other things around the way. And again, another reminder that we're going to have tons of giveaways tomorrow and lots of fun to be had all day. It's the Listener Christmas party, but it's actually like the Listener Christmas day. Because
yes.
It starts with the bench bright and early at Klein's Fine Jewelers. And all kinds of debauchery happens there, from the frozen t-shirt deal to all the different contests
Eggnog
they have.
Chug.
Yeah. And prizes throughout.
Now, sorry, at Nick's place, I meant to ask this yesterday and I forgot, and I don't want to forget now.
Okay.
Are you going to do the push-up contest, Nicholas? You're going to get in that, right?
No, I'm engineering the entire time.
Yeah, so, no, that's okay. We can hold down the fort while you do the push-up contest. Because you're always bragging about how fat and old we are and how in shape you are. So I just thought now would be a great time to prove that.
I mean, I would love to participate, but I got a job to do, sir.
No, I mean, I'll have somebody. I'll engineer. I can, you know.
You can't engineer.
I can. Well, I mean.
Look. Now, we've seen what Tyler does.
I've taken that thing on the road with me. I know how to do it.
You got time. You got time.
Or they disappear sometimes.
Yeah.
Or they just indulge in.
Who was what was the big dude?
Oh, yeah. The one that was like short.
Big Swole?
Short. Yeah. What was his name? AD's the guy.
He'd be gone for hours.
Oh, yeah.
We never seen the whole show. So trust me, you're fine for one push-up contest.
Fred's guy. What the heck did we call it? Fred had a nickname for him.
I remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
But okay, all right, we're going to continue to roll on. It's just hour number one, three-hour show. Plenty of opportunities for you to join. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. They never
sailed at all. ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Get you. Now, this is awful. This sounds like...
No! This sounds, is your king!
No. This is Bruce Springsteen. This is not Billy Joel. No, and I agreed with you on Bruce Springsteen. This sounds like the interlude to Rocky Horror Picture Show.
You just think Bruce Springsteen sucks?
He's awful.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay. Good. I thought you were saying I picked a bad song, no. But all the songs are bad to you.
Yeah, I don't like Bruce.
And
I
you're a
have.
Big fan, Nicholas?
I'm not a big fan. I just don't hate him as much as you do. So,
I just feel like he
you there's hate his
no
voice.
There's no redeeming qualities to the sound of his voice.
You know who I feel like would have an unbelievable opinion on this?
Who?
Our man Steve.
Oh, I know he would.
It's in his wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Steve's at least 87, so he definitely has appreciated the fact that both Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel were probably back in the day when he was riding in the backseat of a Chevy. What's up, Steve?
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Good, man. How are you doing? Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. Well, I was born in 69, so I did ride in the back of a bunch of Chevy trucks.
There you go. Are you a Billy Joel fan?
Of course, who isn't?
Me? Barry. Me. Barry has been He's crapping awful. All over Billy Joel for now a
are
day.
Are you a Bruce Springsteen fan, Steve?
No, sir.
Are you a Doors fan?
No, sir.
Okay. Well,
I've Steve
told
and I
you,
exactly alike.
It's the weirdest thing. My list of three awful groups or singers, and that was it. And everybody seems to either like one but not the other two, or like two and hate one. It's there's very rarely a consensus that everybody either hates all three or likes all three. It's weird.
Yeah, I get it. That is weird. Hey, let's talk some hotel stuff real quick.
Okay.
I got a good tip for you guys today. Both of you are married, and I know Nick's probably got about 10 girlfriends, and I want to help you guys out and any other guys that are listening in right now. If you haven't been over to the Houstonian to check out the holiday decor, you really need to give that a little bit of your time. We all like to get brownie points, make deposits into those emotional bank accounts with our girlfriends and our wives. And guys, this is one way you can do it. The great thing about this is that you don't have to check into the hotel. You don't even have to have dinner. Just go over to the hotel, 111 North Post Oak Lane, pull in the valet, get your gal out, walk her into the lobby, make a right turn into the bar, go buy her a glass of wine or a glass of champagne, and then head into the lobby and check out all of our decor that goes into making December what it is over at the Houstonian. It really is amazing, and we transformed the hotel. And I've got some pretty cool stats that I wanted to share with you.
Cool.
Kind of help paint the picture.
All right.
You guys have been over, you know the big oak tree out front?
Yep.
That's on what we call the meadow? Well, that oak tree is over 100 years old, and it has over 100,000 lights on it. And that thing's on every
Joel
single
planted
night.
It. Joel planted that tree, actually.
He did.
He's exactly. That old.
And we put 100,000 lights on it. for as an FYI, Rockefeller Center, that tree only has about 50,000 lives. So,
really?
I don't know what their I don't know what their story is. Now, the tree in the lobby, which is over 18 feet, has just over 4,000 ornaments on it. We have 47 trees on the campus, 22 wreaths, 500 bows, and over 4,500 feet of garland.
Wow, y'all went out over all 30, out. That's fantastic.
Now, I'm not finished. Stick with me here. We got over 30,000 ornaments across the property. That's the hotel, club, and spa. It takes 600 man hours and a team of 16 to install all of our holiday decor. The gingerbread houses are out of this world, too, and they're right on top of the fireplace there in what we call the great room portion of the lobby. And those are all mansions that John Saab, who was a famous architect in the River Oaks area, he built several mansions around town, and they're all replicas of John Staub mansions, a couple of which were right there on the property at the Houstonian. It takes over 200 pounds of gingerbread dough to make those gingerbread houses, 275 pounds of candy, 150 pounds of royal icing, and it takes a team of six more than 120 hours to build them. So, guys, if you're looking to make that deposit into your sweetie's emotional bank account, the Houstonian is the right place to do it. Take her in, buy her a glass of wine, don't have to have dinner, don't have to check in, just take her over to her. I promise you this will come back.
But don't sell them short, Steve. If they want to buy dinner, you got all the restaurants on the property, you got great options there. You can even eat in the bar, but it's worth their time to just stop in to do more than a glass of wine and see the decorations.
Yeah, absolutely. But if your time is limited, at least swing by there. You will look like a champ, I promise you.
That's outstanding.
This will come back. So I wanted to share that with you. And since we're a little bit short on time today, I was going to keep our trivia limited to two questions. So we're going to make it quick. This is a speed round. Guys, what was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Die Hard.
Okay, first
Christmas
of all,
movie.
Die Hard's not
that's
a Christmas
an argument
movie.
Itself, Steve.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Nick?
I don't know. A Christmas Story?
Okay, Nick, go ahead.
A Christmas Story?
Home Alone.
Home Alone. That makes sense.
Okay.
Home Alone. Okay, last question. What is the official nationality of Santa Claus?
Oh, I used to know this.
He's North Polian. I don't know.
German.
Norwegian.
Swiss. You're right. You're right. He's North Polish.
Yes! You guys can suck it!
Jeez. Okay, guys, have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, I'm so smart. Thank
Thanks,
you,
Steve. Have a great weekend. Steve right there, our guy, also giving you a great, great tip. Travel guy, hotel guy, but he's the guy to tell you, go see the Houstonian. It's absolutely fantastic. All right, so there you go with that, as we appreciate him. He couldn't make it in today, too, because otherwise he'd be telling you about Tampa and all the different stops for the Texans in
Florida. Which sucks, because he brings delicious food a lot.
And he had a big plan for today, too.
I'm telling you, if you are looking – look, he's not lying. If you want to impress your wife or your girlfriend, take her to dinner there. Y'all be banging it out all night. I promise
He's talking about emotional deposits. Nick's thinking about the fact that he could be making physical deposits by midnight if that happens. Without mistletoe.
Banging it out.
I've pretty much educated myself on the Houstonian website about what they have to offer. Because believe me, I looked in it and there's nothing in there that disappoints. We've tried the steak that he brought in before, so I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing a staycation or so.
Definitely. So there you have that. And, of course, like we said, we're also going to have a couple guests coming up between now and the end of the show. We're going to have our good friend Sigmund Bloom on so that he can get you guys ready for your fantasy football championships. No Thursday night football tonight, but there is three games on Saturday and a full slate on Sunday and the big Monday night game between the Vikings and the Packers. So Sigmund Bloom will help you set your fantasy lineup. She did a great thing for Barry last week. She's going to do lots of good work for you. And then, of course, just to get you pinpointed on your Houston Texans, Sarah Barshop, beat writer for the Houston Texans for ESPN, is going to come along, join the show, and tell you everything you need to know getting ready for that big Buccaneers game on Saturday. So lots to get to in the final studio show, The Usual Suspects, for the week. Tomorrow, again, at Nick's place.
For the year.
That doesn't take us through the new year, right?
Because, oh, no. For, yeah, you're right. Because we're here Monday and Tuesday. Yeah.
And by the way, we got to tell Steve, he's not coming in when it's just Josh Innes and Mike Meltzer, because they will not reap the benefits of all our hard work.
No, he don't have enough food to feed Josh Innes. Are you kidding me? They would have to bring like several vans to keep him fed. No way.
I should have pitched in slow pitch softball. All right, so with that being said, we've still got 2 hours to go in the big show, just an hour in the rear view and two in the windshield ready to go. So when we come back, we'll kick it into another gear as we get ready to talk about Rockets and Clippers in a big one tonight. TNT's got a nice little doubleheader that we can talk about. Two best teams in basketball facing off, as well as the Rockets and the Clippers. And lots of other things as well. 713-780-3776. If you want to call, text, or hit us up on Twitter, we are available at The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.